Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your hump day edition. Yes, your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 4th of October, 2017. All the best technology news we'll be getting you caught up on right now that happened in the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. iPhone users, did you notice you've got another update today? Yeah, it's true. iOS 11.0.2 is now out. And those of you that weren't aware there's an update, just go into your settings, general software update, and well, there it is. At least for most devices. Now, today's update is addressing bugs that have been discovered in the release of iOS 11. I thought that's what that other update did. Oh, okay, this is more bugs they found. Most importantly, though, this update is going to fix that issue that caused iPhone 8 and 8 Plus owners to hear a crackling or static noise coming from the earpiece, particularly when you were in a FaceTime call. So it's probably a good idea if we all apply this update. I'm sure they'll find some more bugs later on this week, and we'll have another one next week. Staying with news for our iOS users, YouTube, you love the videos, would you love to share them in iMessage? Well, now you can. Now, if you were trying to share videos before, it was a pain in the butt. That is until now, because YouTube has sent a little update to their app that will allow a direct-to-iMessages sharing option. Also, it's kind of cool, or maybe annoying at the same time, the video will play directly in the message app, so recipients don't have to leave chat to start watching. Because there ain't nothing like being in a conversation and then, oh boy, say just a second, I'm getting distracted by some stupid cat video. If you feel or really want this option in your life, go update the YouTube app right now. Hey, mobile and web developers out there, you got yourself a new database available, courtesy of Google. Yes, Google's Firebase has released Cloud Firestore. What's Cloud Firestore? Well, it's a NoSQL database for app developers. And it's going to offer developers a fully managed system so that developers don't have to worry about managing the system underlining their apps. Now, Cloud Firestore is going to come with development kits for iOS, Android, and of course, web pages, and even offer support for running databases in offline mode. As you can probably tell, this news, yeah, definitely for our very sophisticated users out there. Even I'm not understanding what I'm reading. But let's read on. The service is basically a boon to developers who want to focus on building their applications rather than managing all the crap that goes along with it. Now, be forewarned, however, though, Cloud Firestore, it's currently in public beta. So if you want some guarantee of reliability, well, you might just want to stick with what you're using currently. And we know Google in beta, it may be a while. And finally, Kodi users out there. I know there's some of you out there. Yes, I'm talking about the media center with so much more potential. Wink, wink. Well, that potential may not be much anymore. You know those things called TV add-ons? Yeah, that sort of gray area and streaming on the internet. Well, Kodi wants nothing to do with it anymore. Now, to get you caught up, TV add-ons, let's just say they've been in a lot of legal problems lately. And all this headache has pretty much put Kodi and TV add-ons in a Twitter war. Tweets being sent out from Kodi representatives saying, let's hope TV add-ons get shut down regardless, because they're bringing nothing but misery to everyone. TV add-ons, though, did respond in saying, TV add-ons is not a piracy site. Sorry. It's a platform for developers of open-source add-ons for Kodi Media Center. And we've always acted in accordance with the law and swiftly complied with whenever we received a DMCA takedown notice. Sorry, excuse me again. TV add-ons and Kodi's kind of like a bad marriage, isn't it? They hate each other, but they can't live without one another. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the British Tech Network, paypal.me/BritishTech. You can also find our official website, britishtechnetwork.com, podcasts, all that lovely little stuff's over there. Links to our social media sites, British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram, at British Tech on Twitter, I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger, and of course our Slack room, that's where you really need to be. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely little hump day. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.